to TTM Cast, the podcast for TTM autograph collectors, sponsored by sportscardforum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion, and by thetrovesportsden.com. Come and hang out and chat with baseball pros online. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 24 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM autograph collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm the host of this fine, fine program. We have a fun Collector's Corner edition of TTM Cast for you today. We interviewed young TTM collector Brandon Z from upstate New York, and he's actually a very active member on Instagram. His account is Zap Graphs, and Brandon and I talk TTM collecting, so it's really nice to talk to a young TTM collector, somebody who's very passionate about collecting, and hopefully you enjoy our interview. That's coming up. If you have any feedback, questions, concerns, comments, or simply just want to be a guest on a future episode, send all your emails to me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. Once again, it is ttmcast@yahoo.com. My podcast is available anywhere and everywhere podcasts are available, including Apple Podcast, as well as we are on Alexa. If you've got an Alexa device, all you have to do is say, Alexa, play TTM Cast Podcast, and you can hear all our episodes. We are on episode, I think, 55. This is our 55th episode, which is kind of appropriate since Monday, July 7th is my 55th birthday. So 55 is the number, 55 for our 55th episode, and I will be 55 on July 7th. So 55, fives are wild. Play 55 this week in the lottery. Hopefully you'll win some money. Now on to our first segment, which is Baker's Dozen, which is kind of a brain dump of what's been going on in the hobby for the past week. Our next show will be next Sunday, July 12th. Today is July 4th. It's July 4th weekend. Hopefully everyone's having a great July 4th weekend. Our next show will be next Sunday, July 12th. A couple things that are going on. I'm actually heading out to the Baseball Hall of Fame for my birthday tomorrow. So recording the show one day early, and I'll be posting it on Sunday the 5th. But heading out to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown for the day. So when you're listening to this on Sunday, I might be strolling around, roaming around the halls of the hall, and hopefully maybe even stopping by a card shop or two and picking up some cards, not much needed cards. I haven't really visited many card stores since we've had this our pandemic, but the Hall of Fame is open. It opened up last week, and we are heading out with the family for my 55th birthday on Sunday. So very excited about that. A couple other things that I noticed in regards to the hobby. Vikings great Mick Tinglehoff is no longer signing autographs TTM. He's been a great friend to the hobby, but evidently he is done signing. So hopefully if you got your Mick Tinglehoff card signed. Bobby Grich, who played infield for the second base for the Baltimore Orioles in the 70s and the California Angels, is now charging. He is charging $30 per card and $50 for a ball. So Gretchu was a pretty good player in his time, and actually signed a couple cards for me since I've started collecting. Is now charging. He's charging $30 per card and $50 for a ball. There's a cool release coming out on July 8th, the Topps 2020 Topps Archive Retired Signature Series, which runs for $70 a box. It will run for about $70 a box. Usually it includes one autograph card from a retired player, and there are a bunch of Hall of Famers included in this year's edition. Kind of a cool set. Watch on YouTube for some breaks. I know a lot of the breakers will be breaking cases when they come out But July 7th, 2020 Topps Archive retired player series is coming out July 8th. So not a bad deal for $70 a box. You get it. Usually get a cool autograph card in that. Also noticed that a new baseball book was released. Baseball and Bubblegum, which brings the 1952 set, top set to life by Tom and Ellen Zappala. They have authored a few other baseball related books. And this one by Tom and Ellen Zappala was released the other day. And I would check it out. Baseball and Bubblegum, a book that brings the 1952 top set to life. Check it out. Looks like really a cool book. Very, very colorful. Great layout, great design, great subject matter. And I think it's it's a nice time to kind of sit and reminisce, even if you're not old enough to remember the 1952 season and the 52 cards. It's cool to look back at Topps' initial offering of 52 cards. I'm sure it will feature the Mickey Mantle card and all the other great cards from that set. So check it out. Baseball and Bubblegum, which was by Tom and Ellen Zappala. I know it is on Amazon and kind of everywhere books are sold. So I recommend you checking that out. Lastly, we have baseball. The summer camp has started the other day. So I know I was watching a little on MLB. They were reporting from the different camps. It's kind of cool to see guys playing. There's some guys that are reporting that they're positive for COVID, and that's a shame. And hopefully that doesn't derail the baseball season, which is supposed to start on or around July 25th. So baseball is kind of back, hopefully. I guess if I was you, I would refrain from sending any cards out to the stadium. I just saw that the Cincinnati Reds are not accepting any cards. They're returning all cards sent out to their stadium, and I'm guessing that most of the other teams will do that as well, just as a safety precaution. So if you're planning on sending any cards out for TTM to current players to the stadium, I don't think it's going to be a wise move, but it is what it is. And that kind of wraps up Baker's Dozen for the week. As I said, our next show will be July 12th. I have a couple of interviews scheduled next week with two former Major League players, and then I have one scheduled with a collector the following week. So it looks like we're going to be good all the way through July in terms of content and recording interviews, and I love to keep it going, have a show every week. So as long as I have people to talk to and things to discuss and people that want to talk collecting and baseball and football and hockey and basketball and sports, I will be here. So our next show will be next Sunday, July 12th. And now on to our Vern Rapp Minute. Vern Rapp Minute is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who was a manager in the Cincinnati Reds and St. Louis Cardinals organization. I had sent him a TTM request, not realizing he had passed. And I do this service as a service to my fellow TTMers and to honor Mr. Vern Rapp. We lost a few people this past week in the world of celebrity and sports. Thankfully, we didn't lose any former MLB baseball players, and in the world of football, Joe Bugle, who was a coach for the head coach for the Phoenix Cardinals and the Raiders, as well as an offensive coordinator with the Redskins from 1981 to 1997. He was 80 years old. He passed away. I know he did sign DTM, so we're sorry for the loss. In the world of entertainment, we lost a couple of people that were prevalent all through my growing up and was always on TV and really enjoyed their work. We lost Mr. Hugh Downs, who was on 2020 and on the Today Show and Good Morning America, Mr. Downs was 99 years old. He passed away the other day. And we lost Carl Reiner, who, of course, was on the Dick Van Dyke Show and on a noted comedian and a best pal of Mel Brooks and just a very, very funny man. And he was a great friend to the TTM community, and he was 98.
This week's TTM returns are brought to you by Sports Card Forum. Find players' addresses, see who's signing, and more, all for free. SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
And now on to returns. Returns are a little slow this week. I think maybe because of the holiday weekend, people are away and maybe not as doing due diligence with their mail. So I've got four returns this week, totaling five cards. I got two returns from Steve Dunning, who was a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians and Oakland A's. He also played for the Angels and the Expos and the Rangers. And he signed two cards for me. He signed his 1973 Topps card, which is an Indians card, a nice blue Sharpie across the bottom. And he signed a 1978 Topps card for my set. I am now at 345 cards signed for the set, which is pretty good. Starting to knock off one or two a week, which is kind of cool. So I got two cards back from Mr. Steve Dunning, and those were returned in less than 2 weeks. I got a return from Bill Campbell, who was ace relief pitcher for the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins in the 70s and the 80s. He signed his 1982 Topps card, signed it a nice black Sharpie across the bottom. And Bill Campbell is always a very good friend, has always been a good friend to the hobby, and thrilled to add another Red Sox to my collection. And I got a couple of 1989 Topps cards. I got Bryn Smith, who was a pitcher for the Montreal Expos back in the 80s, and he signed his 1989 card in a nice blue Sharpie, great signature. And I got Mike Smithson, who was a pitcher for the Minnesota Twins and Red Sox back in the 70s and early 80s and into the 80s and into the late 80s, actually. And I understand he's a very nice guy, and he signed my card, nice blue Sharpie, for this 1989 Topps card. And that got returned to me in probably less than 10 days. So, as I said, not a ton of returns coming back this week. I do have a lot out. I probably sent out 30 the week before, I mean, and this past week I probably sent out another 5 or 6. So I do have a lot of requests out, and hopefully they will start filtering in rather quickly in the next 2 weeks, because I do love getting returns. And now on to our final segment, which is the interview segment. Always my favorite segment. I love to talk to people that have a passion for the hobby, passion for sports, who love collecting, who love baseball, and who love football and hockey and basketball. So it's great to have another fellow collector that to talk TTMing with, because that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, to talk TTM with fellow collectors. So Brandon Z, who goes by Zap Graphs on Instagram, joined me the other day, and we had a great talk of TTM, and so hopefully you enjoy our interview.
This week's interview is brought to you by the Trove Sports Den. Come and hang out and chat with baseball pros from past and present online. Visit thetrovesportsden.com and join in the fun today.
Joining us on the TTM Cast Hotline from his home north of New York City is another version of Collector's Corner. We're talking with Brandon Zeptowski. I butchered your last name, Brandon. Welcome to the program, Brandon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So I didn't do too bad on the last name, huh? I'm not very good with names.
No, it was, you just about had it, so no worries there. I've heard much worse.
All right, great. I apologize. So Brandon is a TTM collector. He's a young man just out of college. He is on Instagram at Zap_graphs. Mm-hmm. He posts all the time. He's been TTM collecting for a couple of years now. And, I love to talk to people that have a passion for the hobby and bring something to the table. And you certainly do, because you post a ton of stuff. Do you spend a lot
Definitely.
Of time? Spending a lot of time each week on TTM and collecting?
So definitely recently, ever since the whole virus outbreak started, it's kind of sparked my kind of through the mail graphing as opposed to in person, because obviously we can't really do that this year, and who knows what that's going to be like in the future. So I just kind of saw people were still signing through the mail. I was a little skeptical at first just because, you know, I was afraid people might not even want to open their mail with all this going on. But, you know, I saw a lot of guys are signing, and it seems like it's kind of even picked up more and more, you know, as we go. So really just kind of caught that TTM bug ever since the virus started. So almost like a blessing in disguise. And I really only started the kind of the TTM kind of game earlier this year. So it is relatively new to me. I've only done mostly in-person kind of graphing. But, you know, I've gotten really, really caught that TTM bug lately. And, you know, it's probably really the easiest and only thing we can do right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of strange. I can't explain it. It's and the best word you use, I think, is bug. It's like you send out a couple, and then all of a sudden, one or two letters arrive, and I want more of this. This is great.
I was just gonna say, kind of like that thrill of the return. And it's like, hey, why not send more? Don't have too much else to do. So definitely taking advantage of that.
Are you have you signed up for any of the sites online, you know, Sports Card Forum?
So I'm a pretty active member of Sports Card Forum. I post my successes and, you know, failures and whatnot on there. I believe my username on there is bzap62. So if anyone happens to, you know, see that username across, that is mine. I use Sports Card Forum. Also, I have a subscription to the Sports Card Network as well. I've noticed some addresses that aren't on the Sports Card Forum do end up on Sports Card Network. So I don't post on that one, but I do kind of just skim it for addresses once in a while and see who's signing and such.
I'm always interested because I'm about maybe two and a half years behind you in terms of getting back into the hot. My story, I was a collector growing up, and then I kind of had all these cards, and I said, what am I going to do with them? And then about 3 years ago, I got into TTM, and the bug hit me. And I was kind of feeling my way around, and I knew nothing. I was totally clueless. I didn't have an Instagram account. So, you know, how did you, you know, kind of feel you around in the hobby and kind of hit the ground running, so to speak?
Right. So I'm in a little similar of a boat, of course, you know, on a kind of smaller scale. You know, I was really big into card collecting, probably starting when I was like 7, 8 years old, kind of like that elementary school, middle school age. I didn't like do autographs or anything, but I was always buying packs, always just, you know, just collecting just for the heck of it, you know, trying to build my collection and stuff when I was younger. Kind of faded off into high school and college a bit.
You discover girls, you know?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. you know, other hobbies appear and stuff. You get busy with school and, you know, just other things. Kind of middle of college, I would say, is kind of when it got sparked again. One of my close friends from home that I've actually known most of my life, his name's Connor. He kind of got me back into it. It really started at minor league games. The Hudson Valley Renegades are actually, I'm not sure if you're familiar with like the New York Penn League. It's a short season single A league for the minors.
We have the Lowell Spinners.
Yeah, Lowell. They're in that same league. So, yeah, in our area, we have the Hudson Valley Renegades. And, you know, I've been going to those games for years. We'd still be going even once we got older and stuff. And then my friend Connor, he of course, got into graphing before me. And, you know, he was bringing 8x10s and photos and baseballs to get these prospects way down low, you know, kind of when they're really young still that are highly regarded. And, you know, he kind of showed me how he was done and everything. And I started kind of tagging along with him and going to these games and getting these, you know, kind of well-known prospects just at a high school or college that, you know, came to play their summer ball at, you know, the single season A or, you know, single A, the short season. So that's kind of really how I got into it. And then from there, it just kind of built, you know, I made my social media account, the Instagram, and then I see other people doing this. And that's, you know, how I got into card collecting again. You know, as at an older age, as well as, you know, and then I saw like, oh, guys signed through the mail also, which I really didn't know was a thing until kind of this second wave of collecting. And, you know, I just watched some YouTube videos, how to do it, just kind of got some advice from people who'd done it for a while. And, you know, now I just kind of, like I said, I caught that bug of just, you know, getting all these autographs that I can, even through the mail.
Do you hand write all your letters?
So I do. It just feels a little more personable that way. I know on some of your previous episodes, people were saying that typing them out just seems kind of generic and neutral. They probably maybe just skim it at most for the most part. So I do like to write them out, especially if it's a player that, maybe I had a specific, maybe not necessarily interaction, but I remember him playing maybe in the minors or, saw it was in person for a special moment. I like to mention those kinds of things in the letter as well. So, hopefully if they read it, they kind of see that and will appreciate it that, someone kind of puts that time and effort into it, of course.
Do you stick to just sending out to retired players or do you try current players as well?
Mostly it's been retired, definitely a little bit of both. Definitely you'll see less current players and active players signing than guys who have been retired for a while. I have sent to some guy, like 80s, 90s players. Of course, that was kind of before I was born, so it is a little weird, writing to them because I never really got to see them play, even though I still appreciated their career. So I've seen myself doing a lot more like kind of 2000s, 2010s players because that's really what I grew up with. And, sure. I can kind of say, hey, I watched you play growing up and, I remember you on this team. Definitely kind of caught the bug for that, kind of mid-2000s group of guys who, a lot of those guys are even retired at this point. Kind of that. And that's kind of the, when I started collecting, too. So I do have a lot of those, like, 05, 04, 06, 07, 08 cards. It's easy to just kind of send those out and try to get these guys through the mail.
Do you go and, go to the card shows or go to, your local card store or even eBay and purchase some vintage cards? You see a guy, like a Wade Boggs or somebody that played before you were playing, but mm-hmm. I'd really like to get that guy's autograph. How do you go about getting those?
Definitely. Hall of Famers and stuff like that. I definitely have considered, I just sent to Ryan Sandberg not too long ago and, I don't mind sending a donation and things like that, bigger Hall of Famers and such. I do have a lot of old cards too, just kind of, just collected over the years, I guess, from like the 80s, 90s, 70s even. I used to buy these kind of like random packs that they had at like our dollar store. Sure. And, they would just have, just randomly selected older cards and stuff. So, I kind of just filtered through those, see, who was actually good because I didn't really know names when I was younger. So, just filtering through like hundreds and hundreds of those now and be kind of seeing like, oh, he was the manager. Oh, he was actually a Hall of Famer or, a very good player. And then kind of seeing if those guys sign maybe sending out to them and just, because now I'm a lot more knowledgeable on older players and such, just following the game so much. It's pretty easy to send them out to even older guys and stuff, even though I never got to watch them in person,
Sure. No, I know you kind of jumped into the fan pack fray, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like I kind of did that. I didn't even know there was such a thing. And then I saw people.
Yeah.
The fan pack. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I wasn't real greedy in terms of sending out a million of them, but I sent out
right.
So much teams that I liked. I did the Red Sox and got the dirt.
Yep.
But I think that's kind of a nice entry for people.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I realized I missed your previous question about just to reiterate that in terms of like shows and stuff I've been to, I know Westchester puts on good shows every couple of months. So I have been to a few of those and gotten a few autographs at those. I haven't been to a national show yet, but looking to do the one in Atlantic City, of course, if it happens this winter now. So that's kind of, on the calendar at this point in terms of shows. Trying to get into that a little more. It's, of course, a pretty cool experience.
There's nothing like Atlantic City in December.
Yeah, right? I mean, we're probably going to be the only ones there, the people at the show. I'm excited to maybe go to a bigger show and just see what that experience is like. To answer your question about fan packs, I'm not entirely sure how I really got into it. you know, it was kind of like a trend for a while, which I've seen for a lot of people. You know, I just saw other people doing it on Instagram and kind of just asked around, see how they did it and stuff. You know, I was always kind of big about getting free stuff, you know, from sports teams. And, you know, I was always the guy at games collecting all the souvenir cups and whatnot. So, hey, more souvenirs and weird collectibles, I'm all in for that. But yeah, you know, I just kind of asked around and they're like, oh, you know, you can just email teams and stuff. So I kind of, you know, caught on to that trend for a while too. And, you know, I sent to a ton of teams. I mean, some obviously, you know, sent better fan packs than others. As you can probably see on, you know, a lot of my pictures that I posted, when I was kind of doing that trend, but it is kind of cool that teams will do that. So definitely, you know, something I'd recommend for, you know, people who just want some items for their favorite team or, you know, whatever team. It's a pretty cool experience. And I've even gotten some baseball card packs out of it, too, that they just threw in there.
Yeah, it's a pretty good, cool thing. I never realized. I wish I got into it a little earlier before. I think a lot of people are doing it now.
Yeah, yeah. And I've even, you know, I've gotten emails back that, you know, are even, like, due to the extreme amount of people requesting these, you know, we can't do it this time. And that goes the same kind of, I got into like the, you know, email successes or email graphing, with like college coaches and, you know, emailing their secretary, and getting like the photos of college coaches and their signature. You know, that's kind of a thing that's growing so much. I've gotten some that have even been like, you know, we have too many people asking right now. So that and fan packs really have kind of started booming. So it's just kind of like something cool I feel like you can do besides just, you know, the typical in person or through the mail.
So you have a pretty good collection of jerseys that you're posting as well.
Yeah.
Jerseys off to get signed?
I haven't done so yet. I've always been a little skeptical of putting bigger things through the mail, just risk of losing them or if the guy ends up not signing them or, you know, whatever happens. I'm sure every grapher kind of has that feeling in the back of their mind of putting, you know, kind of more valuable things in the mail rather than just kind of cheap cards. But yeah, you know, I like collecting jerseys. It kind of just caught on in college, you know, we just wear jerseys around a lot. It's just like a young kid thing to do. And you know, I like, there's so many unique jerseys out there, whether it's baseball with retro ones, with basketball and all these alternates that they have now. So that's kind of something I caught on as well. And, you know, I just thought, what the heck, I might as well share them on my page. I guess it counts as, like, a collector's item.
Yeah, no, they're kind of
pretty cool.
They were interesting. Mm-hmm. I thought they were really interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you do much trading at all on SportsCard Forum or?
I haven't really got into, you know, selling or trading too much. I thought about it at the beginning because, you know, some of my friends are kind of into that a little more. They see it more as almost like a business where, you know, you're buying the guys who are hot right now. You're selling guys and trying to make the most out of it. I never really got into that too much. It's more just kind of like personal hobby to me, you know, just collecting rather than kind of collecting stuff that I think is going to be valuable and selling it off. Never really got into that too much, like I said. And that's kind of the one annoying thing too. I don't know. You know, when I'm like maybe graphing in person, you know, the players, they see these non-kids, I should say. And
that's
they
me.
Start like, no, it's me at this point too. You know, they're just like, oh, these guys are just going to throw this stuff on eBay and sell it and make a profit off it. I'm only going to sign for the kids. So it just kind of sucks in that sense because, you know, I've always been one just to collect, you know, I'm not going to sell anything from a guy. It's just a hobby for me. But yeah, you know, I just never really got into it too much, at least not yet.
How many cards do you send when you send away cards or photos to get signed? Do you do multiples?
I try to do multiples just because, you know, a lot of guys will sign multiple, so why not get the best out of it, essentially? So, I mean, I'll never send more than five. I sometimes sending four or five, I feel like, is a lot. But, you know, if I have like a 04, 05, 06, 07 tops of a guy, you know, I'm trying to kind of get all of those signed from like my childhood. Maybe I'll send them four or five. But I'll never go more than that. Just, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm bombarding them or anything. I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. But definitely, you know, if a guy is signing four or five, I'm really appreciative of that too. And then photos, of course, is, you know, I'll just send them the one like 8x10 or whatever size it is. Never really more than that.
Do you put your cards in top loaders or how do you protect them when you're sending them out?
Yeah, so I do always put them in the top loaders through an envelope, just, you know, to risk any sort of damage, I guess. I've never really had an issue with that too much. I know sometimes when the guys send them back, they don't even put them back in the top loader, and they're just, you know, they just send the cards back in the envelope. But I never really had a problem with that too much.
I hate when they take my top loader. I really
do. Yeah, yeah. I've noticed, you know, since I started, a little bit of frustration when I don't get those back. but, you know, like I said, never really had an issue with anything getting damaged in the mail at this point, so I'm pretty happy about that.
That's cool. Now, you've only been doing it for a short time.
Right.
Do you have a favorite card or favorite picture that you've gotten back yet? And you know, not the most valuable thing, just something that was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so in terms of maybe like through the mail, probably the coolest two items I've gotten back are, I'm not sure if you've done this, I'm sure other graphers have though, but you can actually email Rob Manfred's office and he'll send you a signed, you know, baseball, official MLB baseball. So that was a pretty cool item I had. And you know, all it took was an email. Didn't have to write them or anything.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Yeah. So, you know, just anyone who's listening. Yeah, that's something, you know, I got it back in like a couple days too. And you know, it's just like a pristine baseball with his signature on it. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know, whether you support Manfred or not. And then probably the other coolest thing I've gotten through the mail was actually this is actually another kind of email thing as well. Mike Ruzioni, he was on the Miracle on Ice team, the 1980 team. He was actually, I believe he is or was a hockey coach over at Boston University. It was either that or Boston College. And
University.
It was BU. Okay. Yeah, you're from that area, so you'd probably know. But yeah, you know, he was actually, you know, if you emailed him or, you know, emailed the team, he was actually sending signed photos out if you requested one. So, and I think he might have stopped doing that already. So I'm kind of happy to get that, you know, before he stopped doing that. I'm sure he was getting bombarded as well.
I had him on my show probably, I don't know, a couple months ago. So he was actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Great guy.
That's
great.
Pretty cool.
You know, if you're out there listening, you haven't listened to my Mike Ruzioni episode, go check it out. It's a really good interview, I think.
So I was just going to hear in terms of, you know, just a couple other of my favorite items that I got signed in person. Just wanted to share how I actually got Aaron Judge on a baseball back when he was on the Rail Riders over in Scranton Wilkes-Barre in AAA.
Wow.
So yeah, and like it was just a, you know, random game, not many people are there, and he just easily signed my ball for me. So it was just kind of funny how that'll never happen now. You know, he'll always be bombarded with people. It was just kind of before he got really big, so I'm really blessed to get that. And then at a Westchester card show, I actually got a Bucky Dent to sign, you know, a photo of the, you know, his famous home run, and got to meet him and everything. So those are probably my best two in-person items, I would say.
Well, you have to get it right first. He didn't really play. Infamous home run, because when you cross the state line, we don't really talk. It's Bucky Leaping Dent. You're a little.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I was a kid. I was probably 13 or 14 years old when that happened, and it was one of the worst things I've ever seen as a Red Sox fan. Are you a big Yankee fan?
Yeah, so I've, of course, been a big Yankees fan my whole life. You know, Yankees and Giants for me, you know, with baseball and football, probably my two favorites. But, yeah, you know, I'm kind of just too young to remember the late 90s, early 2000s dynasty, unfortunately. You know, I was actually born in 1997, so just too young to kind of remember those years. And actually just young enough to not remember 2004, luckily. So can't complain about that one. But yeah, really the only Yankees World Series I have recollection of is 2009. So hoping to get another one soon, but Yeah, as you can imagine, probably a good thing that I don't remember that 2004 year, and I'm sure you were very happy that year.
I was. Now, Brandon, you're a young guy in terms of collecting. You know, one of the things, and I've talked with other people about this, and you know, there's always a fear of what's going to happen to the hobby in, you know,
right.
20 years when us 50-year-old guys are 70, whatever, and we're out of the hobby. And you know, what's your thoughts? Do you think that you youngsters are going to be able to, you know, keep this a thriving hobby? Is there enough people out there to make this a viable, thriving hobby in, you know, 15 years?
I mean, I would definitely think so. I mean, just from experience being at games, being at, you know, whether it's shows, you know, there's kids always swarming for autographs. I feel like, you know, people are still really into it. You know, kids will wait at the dugout, like top of the eighth, waiting till the end of the game just to get the stinking lineup card.
Yep.
So, you know, I think, you know, kids are into it. It might always be a thing. But yeah, definitely. I mean, I hope it lives. I think it is, at least with cards, it's turning a lot more into a business with the, you know, selling and buying. It's almost like a stock market out there.
Yeah.
But definitely, yeah, I see the business part of it kind of growing for people and, you know, just kind of becoming bigger that way. But yeah, I mean, I don't see it stopping anytime soon, and let's hope that stays the case, especially, you know, with, you know, the virus and everything. Let's hope that kind of graphing guys at games or, you know, in person won't be a thing of the past, and hopefully eventually we'll be able to do that again.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to go. The guys, being the athletes, are going to be a little hesitant to go to shows and to sign autographs.
Right, right. I think teams are going to probably initiate protocols of, you know, no autographing, we don't want our players touching your stuff, kind of things like that. At least at first, let's hope that doesn't last too long. But yeah, I could definitely see some of the players being a little bit skeptical about that. But hey, at least we have mail at this point. At least. But yeah, I mean, hopefully that's not the case, because in-person graphing is always a good time.
Back in the day, and I'm sure you remember this as a kid, you didn't have all those screens around the park, so it was a little inviting. You know, the players would interact a little more, and you know, especially in major leagues, even in the minor leagues. I go to minor league games, and they still have the screen is kind of a barrier now.
And then, yeah, definitely.
I think the virus might even make it a little more difficult in person, but you don't know what the future holds.
Right. Yeah, honestly, who knows at this point? But you know, just hoping for the best that, you know, that won't kind of fade away and everything, and still we'll be able to get that player interaction.
Do you buy current cards? Do you buy Topps or Moment, or do you have a favorite manufacturer?
I do occasionally when I can get my hands on them. I mean, it, like, compared to even when I was a child and now, it's a lot harder to get your hands on boxes or packs or things like that, just because I feel like it's grown in terms of, like, the business, where people are looking for specific cards and autographs and packs. And yeah, definitely, you know, more expensive. I used to be able to go to, like, Target or Walmart and just get a pack for $2. And now it's like, you're paying like $8 or $10 just for a pack, I've noticed. So, it's definitely a little different now, but you know, when I can, I try to get some. At this point in time, currently, I haven't bought too many. I've kind of been buying more single cards of players to send out for, like, through the mail autographs. So that's kind of been my main thing at this point, kind of, you know, going on eBay, just finding a card for a buck or two, and just kind of having those come in and then send them out through the mail. So it's kind of like a cycle that way. But I'm sure at some point, you know, I'll try to get into buying some more packs.
Have you had any good hits? Any, you know, you bought a retail pack and you got an autograph or a...
I can't say I have. Have not really had too much success in terms of that. I mean, maybe a couple things here and there, nothing that really stands out. I do actually have that 2011 Topps Mike Trout rookie card that I pulled back. Yeah, I'm still holding on to it right now, but, you know, I've been considering selling. I know that's like the big hot commodity now, that card, but right now I'm holding on to it. So we'll see what happens with that. But that's, you know, at that point, you know, I just pulled a random card, and, you know, it's funny how almost 10 years later, it's, You know, it's crazy how valuable it'll become.
Yeah, I would say that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you send your
it's almost like a cool item just to have, you know, just to say that you have, of course, because, you know, everyone's looking for them now. So,
you know, do you send any of your cards off to get graded or authenticated, or that's not really in?
I haven't done it yet. I'm kind of familiar with the process. Some of my friends do it. But yeah, haven't really done it yet. Like I said, never really got into like the buying and selling as much. So the value of increasing value of cards never really was a concern too much to me. And even that, you know, I've heard that just because of the virus and it's so popular now, like getting things graded is so back ordered. It could take, you know, several months, even close to a year at this point.
Yeah, I know a lot of the grading companies close or just reopening in there.
Right.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Now, do you have any but how many DTMs do you send out a week? We didn't really talk about that, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't really have a set number. Like I was saying earlier, it's kind of, I've almost like gotten into this cycle/routine of kind of, you know, going on sports card forum or whatnot and seeing who signs. Then if I don't have enough, you know, a couple of their cards, I'll order some off eBay. Those will come into the mail here. Then I'll send them out and just kind of like a ongoing cycle of that. Just looking who's signing. Let's get some of his cards. Let's get them to my house. And then I'll send them out to him and hopefully get them back soon. So it's just kind of a reoccurring cycle. Sometimes I send out more than others, depending, you know, how many I have. I would say per week, probably maybe around 10 to 15 at this point. That'll definitely slow down eventually once I kind of get through all the guys that have been, you know, that are notoriously good and quick signers. But right now, I would say, you know, we're going pretty quickly and just kind of rattling some out while, you know, not too much is going on at this point with the virus and everything.
Do you see yourself trying to collect a completed set or, a special team that you're
right. I've been thinking about it a little bit. Like I was kind of talking about earlier, that those years of like 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, those top years, I'm kind of thinking about doing a set in that sense. I had so many of those cards and I just kind of like them since that was my childhood. If I'm going to buy cards for a player, and of course, if they played during that time period, I'll go after those first, just in case, you know, eventually I might want to be like, hey, let me try to complete this set. And, just easy way to kind of knock some of those off the list. Definitely those. And then that 2001 Topps 50th anniversary set I really like. So I try to send those out to get signed whenever I can, too.
Do you go to flea markets or anything, any of that kind of stuff, looking for cards? You know, not now.
Right. Not really. I mean, we don't really have anything like that around here, unfortunately, at least that I've heard of. That'd be awesome if I could find something like that, but never really, you know, found, you know, an event or place that really had them. We did have one card store in my area. They kind of transitioned more into like hobby shop collectibles, comic book kind of things, and they don't really sell cards anymore. But that was kind of cool when I was younger, when they still were selling cards and, you know, you can get stuff like that.
Well, when you go to the National or when you go to a show,
mm-hmm.
let me recommend and suggest that you pick up some of the junk era stuff, you know, the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
You can get those boxes for relatively inexpensive, you know,
$10. I did.
When you go on eBay, you got to pay the shipping, and it really jacks up the price. But the dealers at the show will have these, and you know it's fun to open the cards, and then you have a lot of a good TTM guys.
Definitely. I did notice at the couple of Westchester shows I've been to, you know, they'll sell these older packs for dirt cheap, while on eBay, you know, they'll kind of jack up the price, and then shipping, of course, and everything. I've gone to those shows and kind of bought some older packs, whether it's, you know, Bowman, Topps, those old wax packs, minor leaguers, and just they have such a large selection there of just random stuff. So I always thought that was pretty cool.
Well, the best part of the older cards is that they don't have gloss to them, so you don't really have to prep them or do anything. You send them.
Right, right.
They hold the autograph pretty well.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, we're speaking with Brandon. Brandon is from Zap underscore Graphs on Instagram. Brandon, do you have a YouTube channel or a Facebook that you're on as well?
At this point, I just kind of have Instagram. I've been thinking about maybe starting some sort of YouTube channel or even just doing like live things on Instagram or the, you know, Instagram TV that they have now. Haven't started that yet, but of course, if I do, you know, I'll advertise it and put it out there. But right now, just that main Instagram page is where I post everything.
All right, guys, so go check out Zap underscore Graphs. It's Zap underscore Graphs. Brandon posts all the time. All the time. He's posting his TTM successes. He posts his fan packs. He posts pictures of his jerseys. He has pictures of stuff that he's collecting. He's got balls. He's got all photos, cards. He's posting all the time. So he is a very active TTMer for a young man that's just kind of just got back into the hobby. It's great to see that someone has so much passion and getting joy from it, because I think that if you're in it for the money, I think
right.
Something it just does for me. I'm not a seller. I probably in, you know, whatever 30 or 40 years of collecting,
right,
sold like three things. Honestly, I'm a hoarder, not a seller, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, honestly, same here. I mean, you know, I just have a passion for the game, you know, for all sports, really, and just collecting things. It's just kind of in my blood. So, yeah, definitely just a big collector. I'll literally collect anything, as you can see on my page. But for sure, you know, it's just fun and just kind of a fun hobby to have.
Do you put anything you know, do you ask the players any questions when you send out your requests? And have you gotten any good replies? Or is it pretty much you, you know, tell them, oh, you really enjoyed their career, this is a moment that I remember, and could you please sign the enclosed card and return it to me? You know, what's your secret? Share your TTM secret.
I mean, I pretty generic, I would say, of course. And then, like I said, if, you know, if there's a player that I kind of feel I have a more special connection to, then, you know, I might send something a little longer, you know, a little more, intimate. And like I was saying, if, you know, I watch them play actually, or, you know, some sort of interaction with, but otherwise, you know, pretty generic, just kind of, you know, just tell them I really appreciated watching them, or, you know, specific thing, maybe some specific events that happened that I enjoyed. I just, you know, I try to be pretty honest about it and not just use the same kind of template over and over. Just hoping that the guys actually read them. I mean, a couple times I have gotten a few responses of just like, you know, thank you for your support. You know, I was talking about one Giants player. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head. He sent it back, and, you know, I mentioned one of his teammates, and he was like, oh, so-and-so, you know, was a great teammate. So it was just kind of nice to see that they actually, you know, read your letter and appreciate that support. Probably the longest one I sent out, I'm sure you're familiar with the old Marlins manager, Jack McKeon.
Yep.
Yeah, so, of course, he's a good signer. So I actually, not too long ago, found out that he is actually my aunt's father's best friend. So that was kind of funny when, you know, I found this out kind of through my dad's family. So it's my dad's brother, so my uncle, and then his wife, of course, my aunt, and her father is like good friends with Jack McKeon from when they were younger. So I just kind of mentioned that in the letter. And, you know, hopefully he reads that and kind of just appreciates something a little different than just the norm that he gets.
What's your family's thought on your TTM addiction? And I use that lightly.
So, I mean, they're obviously not as into it as I am. My dad, like, he liked sports when he was younger. He was never like a big collector or anything like I am, though. He just was more of like a casual fan. Same with kind of my mom too. But my brother's kind of into it. I've kind of gotten, ever since I started getting into it again, he's kind of tagged along with me. He's a little bit older than I am. He's really into collecting Yankees cards. You know, if he finds a Yankees card, he will get his hands on it, essentially. So really, yeah, any Yankees cards. He's not as big into the autographs. You know, I'll drag him along to games with me and stuff to help me, you know, maybe graph minor leaguers or things like that. And, you know, he's a little bit into it, but he won't go out of the way to do it himself. But yeah, so it is kind of cool to have, you know, my brother's into it a bit. My parents, you know, they're not against it, but they probably think I'm a little bit crazy, just all this mail filtering in and out. But you know, what the heck?
Well, my wife is totally against it, and I drive her crazy because I always say, honey, don't forget, I need stamps. So I'm like addicted to stamps. I don't know.
I've realized that lately. That's kind of like the one piece of supplies that you need. I mean, envelopes, you know, I bought like a case of 500 of them, so I'm hoping won't need any for a while. But, you know, the stamps is just kind of, you know, revolving door of just into the post office, out of the post office. And I'm pretty much going to be on a first name basis with them eventually.
I know you can never have enough stamps. I've figured that out.
Right, right. And they go very quickly when, you know, you catch the TTM bug like I have.
Yeah. Well, I have a whole row of stamps here, and I got one more packet of top loaders, and then I'm in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I gotta hope I don't know about you, but they haven't opened the stores near us yet.
Okay.
So I think I gotta either go online and order some top loaders or do something, because
yeah. Yeah, I've noticed now that I'm, like I said, I'm, you know, putting the TTMs out there so rapidly now. It just, the supplies diminish a lot quicker.
Do you have a top five that's on your wish list that you'd like to get before the end of the year?
In terms of players?
Yeah, in terms of TTM returns. So, you know, be the people that sign or people that you really want to get that, you know, they don't have to necessarily be – these signers, you know, if Tom Brady's your guy.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. So, I mean, definitely I'm thinking about sending to Mike Messina before he gets overwhelmed and stops signing. I know he has a small fee, but it honestly probably worth it for a Hall of Famer. That's another thing I never really kind of understood, these random guys charging money for autographs. They should honestly just be happy that we remember who they are. But yeah, I mean, Hall of Famers, I get it, especially if it's going to a good cause, you know, the donation. But you know, I sent a player, like, he wanted $1 a card. I'm like, what is he going to do with this? Go buy a pack of beer. But yeah, I mean, like someone like Mike Messina, I don't mind putting a donation in there. But yeah, he's definitely on my wish list. I might even think about sending him a photo just cause you know, he was always, you know, he was a big part of my childhood with the Yankees. But really, he's kind of on my wish list right now. Not too many out there right now. I haven't thought about it too much. I'm going to send out to Ken Singleton soon.
He signs, no problem. He only usually signs one.
Okay. But yeah, you might know, but he's also an announcer on the YES Network. So, you know, we've been listening to him for years on the Yankees Network, on their games. But otherwise, you know, a couple of those older guys, maybe a few more Hall of Famers might just cough up some cash and, you know, send to them Andre Dawson. I know I did Ryan Sandberg. So, you know, guys like that I'll probably send to, you know, maybe like Joe Carter. So we'll see, honestly, just kind of go with the flow and, you know, see who's signing well. Like I just sent out to Harold Baines the other day. I saw he's been signing. Without a fee. So definitely trying to take advantage of who I can, and I like to jump on that.
Have you had any guys that you kind of took a shot at that weren't necessarily, you know, signing or good signers that you've gotten back?
Maybe a little bit. So, I mean, when I first got into the hobby kind of this winter, I was really only going for guys that, you know, I'll know they had like 100% success rate. They'll come back in a week or two. But, you know, nothing too extreme at this point. I mean, kind of I'm branching out a little more now. Like, hey, it's okay if they take a couple of months if you really want this guy to sign. I sent some kind of cool cards over to Bobby Bowden. He was the old Florida State coach, football coach for years. And that one took just about a month. So that one was kind of cool. I knew it was going to take a little bit longer, but I knew that he was a good signer, and I thought that'd be a cool item to get, especially because he's really getting up there now. And, it's good to get these guys at, some point.
Yeah, it's really sad when I hear, somebody that passed away, obviously.
Right, right, yeah.
People that I knew, as players growing up, and mm-hmm. when we lose somebody that's a good, friend of the hobby.
Yeah, definitely.
It's sad. And a guy like Al Kaline, who, I'm sure you never saw play, but I remember him playing, and then, hear that somebody like him, he passes away. It's a little piece of your youth.
Definitely. And I'm sure eventually I'll end up experiencing that with guys that I kind of grew up watching, once I get older. But I did hear that Al Kaline was actually a pretty good signer and, just a really good guy to kind of meet and interact with.
All right, Brandon, is there anything we didn't talk about that you want to talk about? We're kind of wrapping up.
Yeah, I think we covered everything for the most part. I'm just kind of last thing I wanted to say, I'm kind of hoping that this whole minor league baseball downsizing thing doesn't really happen too badly. I'm a big, big fan of kind of exploring all the different minor league parks, and it's just one of the coolest things that we kind of have here in this country, of all these kind of small towns with minor league teams that are so unique with their names, with their promotions, and just, it's like a couple bucks to go watch some prospects play and just enjoy some baseball. So definitely, it's really a shame to see that they're trying to downsize it. It's probably definitely going to happen now, just because of the virus, and they're just not making the money. It's really kind of sad to see, but if you can, everyone just kind of support your local minor league team to the best that you can. It's something that a lot of us love and just would hate to see kind of shrink and kind of not become as big of a thing anymore.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Brandon, why don't you let people know where they can find you? Give out your Instagram account. Let people know if they want to get a hold of you or see some of his stuff. Why don't you let people know one more time?
Sure. You can follow my graphing account. It's ZAP_graph, of course, on Instagram. That's really all I have at this point. Like I said, I'll put it out there on Instagram. I'm thinking about maybe moving towards some sort of YouTube video type of thing. It just keeps growing and growing. Might try to kind of branch out a little bit, try a new platform, but of course I'll put it out there if anything like that happens. I do have Twitter as well, like a personal Twitter. I tweet about sports a lot and just all kinds of things. So if you're into that, you can follow me, BZAP62, and that's on Twitter. So those are really the main things that I use. But definitely, I just enjoy, feel free to message me about, your hobby or just collecting in general. I enjoy kind of seeing, where other people are from and, who they collect in their areas and, kind of sharing that passion with other people as well.
Why don't you give out your Sports Card Forum name as well, because people can see your posts and your successes on Sports Card.
Yeah, sure. So it's actually the same as my Twitter handle, BZAP. So that's B as in Branded, Z as in Zebra, A as in Apple, and then P as in Peter, 6-2. So BZAP62. That's my Sports Card Forum name, and those are all my successes on there.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Brandon, for spending some time with us. It was a pleasure meeting you and talking shop, so to speak. Guys, check out Brandon's Instagram. As I said, we said ZAP_graphs. He's all the time. He's a great addition to the hobby. It's always nice to see new people. He's got a lot of posts of other things, not just TTMs. He has fan packs and jerseys and photos of things that find and in-person successes. So he is a big baseball fan. He's a hoop fan. He's even a New York Giant fan. But Brandon, thank you very much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on and kind of share, my passion with everyone. I really appreciate it, and I had a good time.
Me too. I will talk to you later. Have a great night.
All right. Perfect.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. This is my July 4th episode and issue of TTM Cast. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed speaking with Brandon Z from Zap Graphs. Hopefully you had fun listening to our interview. I'd like to thank Brandon for joining the program today. Our next show will be next Sunday, July 12th. I actually have two former MLB players that I'll be interviewing next week, and I actually have a cool version of Collector's Corner that I'll be interviewing some in the following week. So we've got a lot of fun shows. Please spread the word. Let people know about our podcast. The podcast can be found anywhere podcasts are, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify and TuneIn. And if you have an Alexa device, all you have to do is say, "Alexa, play TTM Cast podcast," and you can hear this episode or any other episodes of my show. I want to thank you guys for hanging in there. We had another long show this week, and as always, wishing you many happy returns. See you next week.